Hello, and welcome to the season two of the Working While Homeschooling podcast, the podcast for workingwhilehomeschooling.com, where our mission is to help homeschooling parents make money, maybe even have a career, while continuing to homeschool and without losing their sanity. My name is Julie, and I am your host and resident career coach today. I want to thank you all for joining us and listening in, and I hope you're doing well. Today's episode is the first episode of 2020. So happy new year to everyone listening in. I hope you're doing well. Now, before I get too far into this today, I want to just do a quick announcement and advertisement. Right now, I am offering a 2020 January goals bundle. And we'll be talking about goals all day today, but I want to make sure you get this information. If you go to my Teachable website, and I will put the link in the show notes, you will be able to see that I have a special deal going on literally just right now for our 2020 bundle. It includes my course, Setting Goals and Actually Achieving Them, and also 1 month of a weekly group coaching group. So we will be talking and focusing specifically on goals. We will walk through the Setting Goals and Actually Achieving Them course together. And then we're also adding in that kind of group coaching, group support aspect to the course. So we'll kind of all be going through it together. And the great thing is when we do this group coaching, really everybody's coming in from their own perspective, their own needs, their own unique situation. And just the camaraderie of that, really kind of just builds a lot of enthusiasm and excitement and energy, but also we're all learning from each other. We're all supporting each other. We're all growing together. This is a lot of fun. This is actually one of my favorite courses to do. And all of this setting goals and then actually achieving them has literally been grown and built out of my own kind of life experience that I turned into this crazy setting goals course. And then I've had a request for us to kind of do an accountability group this time for January. So it's only your commitment is only for the month of January. Now, for my Working While Homeschooling community, this course is just $100. And that includes the course and the 4 coaching sessions. There is a huge savings in this, I believe, of like, $75 savings if you were to do these two things separately. So it's just $100. It starts Monday, January 6th, which is the first group coaching session. And it will go each Monday evening for the next 4 Mondays. So there is my brief announcement, not so brief, but I also just wanted to make sure you guys understood the information. So please check out the show notes for the link, or you can go to my coaching website. You can check your newsletter if you're mailing list, or you can go to my Teachable site and click on the link directly. It's no problem. So let's talk about this concept and goals and setting goals and achieving them and kind of just starting the year off good. This is my own process that I've gone through, and I will tell you, I know that having like a word for the year is very popular. I've never really fully bought into that. I've like tried it and it just doesn't really work for me, but I know that works for other people. And so I'm fully supportive of that. If that works for you, that's awesome. But I think, you know, having a very clear focus and concrete plan is one of the reasons why this process has literally worked for me. Because what I find is, you know, when people they create a goal and they make it smart and they make it actionable and they make it specific and then they follow all those silly little things you're supposed to do for your New Year's resolutions. There's something that people frankly ignore. They pick goals that really don't matter to them. When you pick a goal, when you pick a dream that is so important to you that you're going to fight for it no matter what is thrown at you that year, then you're actually going to make progress and accomplish it, or you're going to make forward movement. But, you know, if you just say, oh yeah, I'm going to lose weight, obviously what people do is on January 2nd, they go join a gym, and by January 31st, they're over it because it's no longer fun or interesting and exciting. at some point in the year, you'll hit a slump and you're like, why am I even doing this again? And that's, you know, that's the moment where you need to go back to your why, or that's the moment where you have to just have the running drive of, I'm going for this no matter what, because the no matter what is going to happen in the year at some point, whether it's, you know, February 1st or July 1st or whatever it is, at some point in the year, you're just going to run dry. And that was the biggest difference that, first of all, I realized that no one's really talking about, other than, well, you should have goals, but nobody really talks about which goals and why and what's behind that and what keeps you moving forward, other than the fact that you just said, okay, I'm going to lose weight this year, right? What I realized, and I think I didn't realize that not everyone was doing this, to be honest, when I was younger, and I will say that I started doing this pretty soon after college. So when I was younger and I would do this and I'd be, you know, really clear and focused on my goals, and everyone else was giving up by March and I was still going, and I just thought, okay, maybe I was judgmental and I thought, well, you know, they're just lazy or whatever. But what I really realized is that they just didn't care enough. It was really, really easy to give up if you really aren't invested in the outcome. So really the most important thing about this is you pick things not because you're supposed to, but because you want them. You want them so much that it's almost physically painful. You need this so bad. That's really the major, major difference. I was not picking goals like lose weight or, you know, get a promotion or whatever. I was picking the biggest, most important dreams I had, almost the ones that I wouldn't tell anyone about, the secret dreams, but that were so important. I just wanted them so bad it didn't matter. Those are the kind of goals you wanted. And that's why, even though it was like, you know, September 1st of the year and I was tired and drained and so much had been going on, it didn't matter because I always went back to those goals. Now, that was the first big thing. So if you're thinking about goals and dreams for the year, that's what I want to leave you with today. Don't pick something as your quote unquote New Year's resolution. And you guys notice I'm not using that word. Okay. You can pick a goal at any time of the year. It does not have to be January 1st. Okay. And for some people, working that calendar year doesn't really work for them. Sometimes doing the school year from September to September works better. Some of my federal kind of based clients, because the fiscal calendar year for federal employees goes from October to October, then some of them kind of work on that, especially for their career goals, because that's how their kind of office runs. So you can do this from whenever you want. If you want to do yourself a 3-month challenge versus a year challenge, you can do that. That is okay with me. In fact, certain recent studies show that really 13 weeks is better for our brains, because we can compute 12 weeks easily, right? So 13 weeks is a really good period to kind of work in that quarter-based system. And so, you know, if that works for you, awesome. For the purposes of today's call, because it's January 2nd, I'm just going to say that I'm talking with the concept of yearly plan. But you can work this exact same setting goal system at any point, at any time, for any length of time. The process is exactly the same, regardless of the time duration. So don't go pick goals for whatever time period, because you ought to do them. I ought to lose an exponential number of pounds. I don't pick that just because I ought to do it. I pick something that I want to do. If my weight, and I'm using that because it's just a really generic example, if my weight is bothering me so much and I'm so irritated and I feel it's holding me back and I've just literally hit the limit, you know, when you're fed up with something completely, that is a really good goal to change, right? So think about the things you're absolutely fed up with in your life and fix them. great, great way to do this. So if I'm absolutely fed up with my weight, then I'm going to move to that. I'm sick of this. I want to quote unquote lose weight. I want to whatever. Okay. Another great way to think about this is, you know, beyond thinking about the things that you're absolutely fed up with, okay, which is almost kind of thinking of a negative. I want to lose weight. I want less of this in my life. I want to cut out, you know, drama or chaos or however people say that. You know, it's really easy to come up with a really kind of like spherical, you know, concept of that. But, and that's great to start with at the kind of like the top, but when you start funneling down, it needs to become a hyper specific. But one of the things I love to do, because I think it puts us in a better mindset, is to flip it around so it's a positive. Okay. So if I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to lose, let's say I'm going to lose 20 pounds this year. That's my goal. All right. Well, when I start to funnel that down, what I want to do is flip that into positives. These are the things I want to gain in my life by losing 20 pounds. This will help me gain that. So I'm really focusing my mind on the positive side of that. Maybe I want to gain a new healthy eating habits. Maybe I want to gain a new exercise plan or exercise regimen. One year, I wanted to gain an addiction to working out. I know that sounds crazy, but instead of saying, okay, I'll work out more, it's like, no, I lose weight. I want to say, you know what? I want to gain an addiction to working out, because then the weight will naturally fall off, but also then I won't be able to help working out. Maybe I want to add a new habit, okay? I want to drink more water. Now, if I'm drinking more water, that means I'm less likely to drink soda or stuff that's unhealthy for me. So you can flip any kind of negative around and turn it into a positive. And I do believe that our psyches attach onto that and it works better for our brains. So as much as you possibly can, think about what you can flip around to think of in a positive wording and a positive mindset, but also think about what you can add in your life. So instead of just thinking about all the things you would like to strip out of your life, think about what things you want to add in to take the place of the negatives. So if you're trying to get rid of any negative habit, what would you rather have in its place? What would you like to add in your life? So if I want to stop drinking so much soda, I'm going to focus on drinking more water. If I have a commitment, or if I have kind of a task list on my little calendar that I'm going to drink 3 glasses of water today, and I've already kind of put those little check marks in my date book, then if I'm going to drink 3 glasses of water a day, frankly, I'm going to be running to the bathroom every 5 minutes because I'm going to be so hydrated. At some point, I'm just going to stop drinking water. In fact, there was a point where I was trying to make myself drink less sugary drinks and less sweet tea and coffee and all of that kind of stuff. That's not as healthy for you. So I made a rule for myself that after my first cup of coffee, I couldn't have any sweet tea or anything sugary until I had drank at least 2, you know, venti cups full of water. And then after the 2 full cups of water, which is about 40 something ounces, then I could drink whatever I wanted. But it was so hard for me to drink that 40 ounces of water that by the end of the day, I really didn't have time or didn't really want anything else. So think about what you can replace it with as a good habit. So these are my specific things, little tips to help you get through the year. I thought you guys might also want to hear about my plans for the year for the Working While Homeschooling community. So in the spirit of accountability, okay, because, you know, if you say it, it will come into being. If you share it with your friends, if you share it with your community in your support group, your goals are a lot more likely to happen. And also, I'm going to feel guilty if I don't do them, if I say them to you, right? There's no way for me to cheap out if I've shared it with you and I, in back of my mind, I know you guys are holding me accountable. Even if you're not really, but in my head, you are. So let's talk about the things that I personally have as goals for the Working While Homeschooling website and podcast and so on. Now, from last year, I had a goal to really fill up the podcast and have a full calendar year. I did pretty darn good with that this year, and I'm very proud of my accomplishment of that in 2019, except for the months where I was stuck in the middle of the move. So other than the middle of the summer where I got stuck with my move, we did pretty good with that. And, you know, well, the move screwed everything up. So I'm not even beating myself up about that. I feel like we had a really good full year. And I want to do that again. I want to have a full calendar of podcasts. I want to have them all out of the way early. Okay, that's actually my biggest goal, is to get them done, get as many recorded all at the front end of the year as I possibly can, so I don't have to stress about it for the rest of the year. And I can focus on other things. So having a full podcast plan, having a full social media plan, having the website up to date, those are all my constant goals. Specifically, here are some goals I have, and I'm just reading these off to you. One of them is I want to finish with my with some of the products and the courses recordings that I'm working on for the Teachable site for the website. I have several recorded that I now have to edit, and I have three more sitting in the burner here on my plate here that I need to finish some slides for, so I can then go record. So I have three more in the pipeline, and then once I get the pipeline cleared out, I can think about more. So that is my first thing, is to really get all my courses ready up to date. I want to have my homeschool spreadsheet course. So basically, plan your whole year out at once, and I have a spreadsheet that goes with it. I'd like to expand that course and expand that spreadsheet and make that a big kind of theme for the year as well. And I'd also like to create my own calendar planner system for you guys to sell, but also just to have for our community, that takes into account our working world, but also our homeschooling world. And I will tell you from my own personal experience, this has always been a challenge. I've always had to keep everything separate because there isn't a really decent system that does it all. And so I have everything in several different places. I have my Cozy calendar, which is more of the family calendar, but which is also kind of the online thing where I keep all my grocery list and all those sorts of things that, you know, I share with the family. I have my Excel spreadsheet system where I plan out the school work for the entire year. I have my paper planner, which frankly is what I prefer. And then I had my Outlook work calendar when I was working for my last contract company right before I moved, because they required me to use Outlook. So I had kind of things all over the place. It was a lot to keep up with, and it drove me nuts. So I'm not sure if it's completely possible to combine all of that and put all of that in one place. But I'd like to see if it's possible, or at least get as much in one place as possible, because we know in the working while homeschooling world, we need to save time, efficiency, and productivity wherever we can. We are very limited on time and money, but so if we can be hyper-organized and streamline our own personal, you know, just breathing processes here, then I think that's going to make our working while homeschooling life easier. So my goal this year is to frankly figure out a way to make that as easy on people as possible so that I can share that with you. And I figure if I can do it with my own life, it should work for others. So it's a project because I don't really know how to do that. So we're still working on that. So we're going to work on my courses. We're going to work on the products and things I have to sell. I'd like to finish my books. And I know that sounds crazy, guys. I have a workbook that is in the last stages of revision and proofing now, that I hoped to have had live by the end of 2019, but it really turned out to be such a much bigger project and so many more pages than I really originally planned on. So I would like to have that published this year. I would also like to at least finish the drafts of at least one of my other book ideas. I have three in my head, if you can believe that. But two of them are specifically focused on our working while homeschooling community. And those, frankly, are writing themselves in my head if I could just sit down long enough to actually write them. So those are my kind of my things that I would like to get and complete this year. What else do I have on my list here? Those are the really big things. The other things are more the administrative and processes side of the website and the things that you guys don't necessarily notice, but you probably would see. You know, having, like right now, I actually have my, what I call my social media scheduler and organizer. It's an Excel spreadsheet because you guys know how much I love Excel spreadsheets. Basically planning out exactly what I'm going to post, what day and when, and pre-scheduling that, having everything in the wings already done, so all I have to do is post it or organize it. And I'd like to have that done by the end of the month, to be honest. I'd like to have as many posts and things just out of the way so that for the rest of the year I can focus on all these other projects, but I can also focus on you guys and figuring out what I can do to help you guys more. I would also, oh, and this is actually my biggest idea. This is my big stretch dream idea, okay? So you notice all of these are just kind of like projects in the wings. I always call these my, it's like one project, so one off. So once I'm finished with one of these books, it's almost done, right? These are things that I know I can do if I just sit down and buckle down and put my mind to it. Here's my big dream idea, and this has been a big stretch, and I thought about it and talked about it all last year, but never made a move. So this is my year to make the move. I want to create an online, basically an online working while homeschooling conference, and I spoke at several of these for other organizations last year, and I loved the experience and the idea of it. So I would like to have a working while homeschooling online conference with many different speakers and so on and so on. But what I would really love to have attached to this is an online virtual career fair where we're really having other employers or people who have done working while homeschooling themselves come in and A, speak about their experience. B, companies who want to hire working homeschoolers like yourselves come in and basically put in a blurb about the kinds of jobs that they're trying to fill right now or what working with them would look like and how does that work and so on. That is a, I'd also like, frankly, and if they're listening, the organizations or the websites, the companies that advertise these virtual jobs or these gigs, frankly, I would love to have them there. I would love to have them sponsor it as a corporate sponsor, but I would also like them to speak and share from their perspective. What are employers looking for? What's important to be, you know, be aware of? What is, what's really important? How does their site work? And how can you use these different websites to look for specific jobs and so on and so on? You know, this is kind of my big idea. I love my idea. I really don't see anything exactly perfectly like it out there. And as much as I almost want to kind of maybe make it a little bit heavier in the working side than the homeschooling side, because I do know that, you know, homeschooling online summits are popular. So I don't want to necessarily, let's say, compete with them. But I would have some things that would focus specifically on our homeschooling community. For, you know, what is it like to work and homeschool at the same time, you know, time management, possibly have one of the, you know, how to blog programs be promoted or, you know, do some courses and things like that. Having some, you know, and then just having some basic, okay, if you're working now and you want to come over to the dark side of the working while homeschooling crowd and add the homeschooling component in, how do you make that happen? If you've been homeschooling for a long time and now you're kind of trying to come over to the dark side of adding working in, what's the difference in all of those things? So again, this is just big pie in the sky dream in my head at this point. I would love for you guys to keep me accountable because I want it to happen. Honestly, I don't even know if it's possible to make this happen. It's such a big, hairy, audacious goal, but I really, really, really want it. So I'm going to go after it and we'll just see what happens. Those are my biggest, biggest dreams and goals. Now, if you're out there listening and you're wondering how you can help me to any of these goals, because here I am kind of slating it all out in line for you guys. If there was something that you heard in these all my dreams and goals that you think you might be willing to step in and kind of partner with me on or help me out on, I'm all for it, because part of this is not trying to work in a vacuum. Part of this is not trying to do it all on your own and asking for help and support. First of all, I probably could use some really good copywriters. I could probably use a good editor who might want to help me with the editing process. I do a lot of that on my own, but having a second eye would be great. If you are in any type of employment field, or if you have any connections to employers that would be willing to talk to us, if you run a homeschooling organization or company and homeschool curriculums, I'm talking to you as far as wanting teachers or writers or anything of that nature. If you have some of these resources, if you have connections that you think might be useful, I frankly would really appreciate your introductions and love conversations to that respect, if you have good connections that can help me get the word out once I do get this all organized, I frankly would really appreciate that too, because that is one of my big concerns. So this is kind of where I'm at for the year, and these are my big, hairy, audacious goals. I realized this year was a leap year, and that word really stuck with me. I've been trying for the past month to think of a really good word for the year. I try this every year. It doesn't really work. It never really kind of just resonates very well. So I had a word, and I was like, well, expand, well, grow, magnify. These all seem like with what I want, but they just didn't seem very thrilling to me. It really wasn't just an, oh, yeah, that's it. But I realized this year was a leap year. And I realized that's my word. The word is leap. So I'm going to leap into 2020, and I want you guys to all leap in with me. That's my word for the year. So leap into 2020, that's me. Now, to help you guys get to your goals, and I do want to hear what your goals and your dreams are moving forward. If you've never really done a very, let's say, intensive kind of year planning process or goals planning process, I would like to share my process with you guys. I want to help you through this. Again, for right now, I have the 2020 setting goals and actually achieving them January goals bundle. It's available right now for $100. That is a $75 mark off. And that price is only available for my working mom homeschooling community. You guys are getting the best deal. Okay. So it includes my online course of 2020 setting goals and actually achieving them. It's at least 2 hours of material and videos there. And we will be working through that together for a 1 month on Monday evenings through a weekly virtual coaching group. So we're going to do 4 weeks in a row, a weekly virtual coaching group. So you want to get in and sign up for this as soon as humanly possible, because I need a minimum of 4 to join before I can officially start the course. I need those 4 people to join. So go in and jump in and buy now while you can, so you can get into this. Again, this deal will not come around again until probably next year. Once the coaching group starts, I have to close out the deal, so we don't have people coming into this deal late. But there is the 2020 setting goals and actually achieving them course, which you will get for free. And you will also get the, be a member of the coaching group, the weekly virtual coaching group for 4 weeks, where we're going to kind of work our way through this course together. And that's it. It's very, very simple. So, and again, that's just for $100. The link will be in the show notes. You can also, you'll find it through the website once I get it up there. If you're in my newsletter, you've already gotten this link, but I'll send it out again. Speaking of newsletters, Along with this, last week I sent out a freebie, and I want to make sure you guys actually received it. I have a 2020 goals and dreams worksheet that is a part, kind of attached to this idea. And I sent it out to everyone in my newsletter last week. But if you have not yet been on my newsletter, then you might have missed out. So if you can send me an email, I will happily send you this 2020 dreams worksheet up until January 6th for those who are joining the course. So please make sure you sign up on my newsletter list. And then if you've missed the worksheet, if you don't get it via email, please let me know and I'll send it to you. So that's what I have for you guys today. And I hope you have a good, great new year. And I hope you do join us for this bundle. It's going to be a blast. And I hope you all do leap into the 2020 with me, because it's always more fun to do this together. I want to thank you all for listening in to me with me today. There are a ton of great podcasts out there, but you chose to spend your time here with me, so thank you. Please be sure to check out all the show notes for the links to my site, workingwhilehomeschooling.com, the link to the course that we talked about today, and all of the great ways you can connect with me online. I do appreciate my listener supporters, so if you enjoy today's podcast, you too can support me with a small monthly donation that helps me continue with great content and interviews like you've heard here today. And information you've heard today and the future interviews we'll be sharing. Please check out the show notes for the link to that as well. I appreciate your online reviews, all of you that have been subscribing to the podcast. Thank you to all of you who have been sharing this with your homeschooling friends. If you know someone that you think would be a great guest of the podcast, please do let me know at julie@workingwhilehomeschooling.com. Thank you for listening in today. And please make sure you've joined us in our Facebook group for continuing conversation on today's topic and beyond. I look forward to seeing each of you soon at our next podcast for Working While Homeschooling.